The U.S. Labor Department has its jobs report, but as it turns out, so does LinkedIn, and it might be a little more useful.
If I'm an engineer and I'm thinking of exploring a new career, what industries should I consider moving to where engineers have the same skills?
From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. Here on the Marketplace family of programs, we are super into the jobs report. Every month, the Labor Department announces how many jobs were gained or lost, as well as the unemployment rate. On Friday, for example, we learned that the country lost jobs in September for the first time in 7 years, mainly due to hurricanes in the southeast. But the job hunting site LinkedIn also puts out a monthly report looking at employment trends in the U.S. It found that hiring was on the upswing in September. That's slightly different from the Labor Department. Guy Berger is an economist with LinkedIn, and I asked him, how do you get your numbers?
So we actually use our members' profile data. When they publicly say that they start a new job, we, you know, a new position, a new company, then we count that as a hire. And so it captures, you know, the part of the ledger of people starting new jobs.
You also look at the spread of skills around the country, which is really interesting data points. What are you seeing there?
So I think that, you know, labor markets locally do develop dislocations from time to time. I think the idea here is to give people an idea of where the opportunities exist. Let's say that, for example, you find out that people with your skills or knowledge are actually really valuable somewhere else. That might help you decide where you might want to consider moving. Or alternatively, you might think, well, it's too hard moving to this other place. Maybe I need to acquire something else that isn't, you know, really scarce in my city.
You also look at the lifespan of skills, which I thought was sort of a fascinating way to put that. Are there skills that are dying out or becoming obsolete?
Yes. Our sense is the stuff that is actually so far seems to be really durable are these, sometimes people call them, I think, unfairly pejoratively soft skills. They're both durable in the sense that they seem to have a long lifespan. And a lot of cases, they're also adaptable. They can be used in lots of different ways. Things that tend to have a shorter lifespan, when we look at skills that are associated, for example, with marketing on Twitter, that a few years ago was really hot, and we've seen that definitely decline pretty sharply as people move potentially to other trendier platforms like Snapchat and Instagram.
What are some other things that only LinkedIn can measure?
Helping people make the best possible decisions. So for example, help people figure out like what kind of places, for example, how can I pivot from one place to the other? Is it, you know, if I'm an engineer and I'm thinking of exploring a new career, what industries should I consider moving to where engineers have the same skills? Or should I consider changing into a, is it easier to change to being a data scientist or to a, you know, a ballroom dancer professionally, where there's going to be different amounts of skills you need to learn and potentially an easier transition? The big picture scholarly interest is you keep hearing people say a lot that we're in this era of tremendous change in the labor market. I think that that is not, as an economist, I actually would actually like to see, I'm interested in evidence that is the case. And so we can start tracking how quickly our, in terms of the human capital needed, are different jobs or industries experiencing that change. And so I think that's really interesting because it's one of the hottest topics people are talking about with this idea that, that AI and automation are potentially changing or not changing the workforce. We can actually measure that.
I want AI to tell me if I am secretly good at something that I don't yet know. Like, what if I'm, right? What if I'm secretly like a violin prodigy just waiting to happen and I never tried?
That would be amazing. If I figure out your secret skills, I'll jump right back on the phone and I'll let you know. But that might be a little longer. Okay. on a roadmap of figuring things out.
That's Guy Berger, an economist at LinkedIn. Now, some interesting notes from that LinkedIn jobs report. Houston, Dallas, and Austin all have a relative shortage of construction workers, and Houston for sure could use some right now. The data show that there are lots of unemployed construction workers in Philadelphia, Cleveland, and Kansas City. Just trying to do some matchmaking here. And we would like to hear from you. How do you feel about the hiring situation in the U.S.? Do you feel like the government numbers are capturing it? Is LinkedIn? Do you have a skill that used to be valuable and maybe isn't anymore? Or, you know, tell me about a skill you think you might have that you'd like to try out. Our email address is mptech@marketplace.org. You can, of course, always record a voice memo and send that to us. We'd love it. And don't worry, we got your emails and voicemails about the militarization of space, and we are going to put all of those in the podcast later this week. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.